Last thing that we were discussing was, what was the last thing we were discussing? Was the question whether or not Ganef and Goslin, you know, are already represented on the list of Rav Oshia in the form of the Shomer.
Okay.
So again, one thing that's perfectly clear is that you have to navigate the difference between Batera and Bisura Asaliyadeh. And again, depending on how you understand these lists and how important they are, and obviously, again, consistently, you know, I've been pushing the idea that they really are important. That's the key behind everything. Otherwise, you could learn all these gemaras very quickly. If you don't think they're so important, then, you know, you're just looking for some distinctions to explain the Shakavatarya, then things are much easier. All you need is, you know, distinctions, you know, things that differentiate the cases from each other. So, for example, Isura Saliado, Atera Saliado, you know, again, is that enough of a distinction? Technically, everybody will agree that, you know, whatever you're talking about in terms of the representation of Shomrim, you know, corresponding to Geneva and Gezela, that it is Batera Saliado, you know, as opposed to Bisura Saliado. Obviously, if we're, this is a great example of what we mean. If we're talking about the importance of the list in a bigger way, meaning something that where the difference is the lumdus, the mechayiv, the substance, whatever you want to call it, it's not just the tsura of the cases, you know, but a different level of mechayiv. So we're talking about the stakes are much greater and bigger. So then what we're saying is, do we really care that in Geneva and Gezela, typically, you know, there's a maisa, hotzom rishus ha'bailin, you know, whereas in these other cases, you have maybe, and that's the question, to what extent do we even have a chalos geneva u'gezela, or a maisa geneva u'gezela, maybe that's another level, you know, by virtue of these other, or you call it compensating by virtue of these other factors, you know, whether it's a shavua in some case, or again, exploiting, you know, the Petur Geneva, if you talk about Torah time, it's kind of talk about each one just very briefly in just a minute. But again, when the end of, when the Gemara, you know, when you, you know, no one can deny that one is Beteros and the other is Bisuras. The other. The question is, you know, if you think that, despite that fact, you know, that that these corresponding Geneva, Gezela, Shomrim cases, right, end up, you know, still being Geneva Ugezela in some form? Or are we saying that they really aren't and that they're more, you know, Shomer oriented or Shomer equivalents? Or are we saying that they are, but, you know, even then, you know, if you have Chalos Geneva Ugezela, maybe that isn't enough for the list. Maybe the Maisa Geneva Ugezela plays such a role in Geneva Ugezela that that still differentiates them enough to explain why you need them separately on the list, or that Kufa is the argument. The argument is in the assessment of these Shomer correspondent cases, like how much Geneva Gezela are they, or are they really mostly Shomer dinim, as opposed to Shomer backgrounds, which establish, you know, real Geneva Gezela given those backgrounds, and how much, given all of that, also the differentiation between the additional Maisa Hotzom Rishus Habaylim is. And again, just to, again, complicate things a little bit, but I think, you know, to make things also more accurate, one could have said, that the role of Isur Asaliyadeh itself, in light of everything that we've discussed, is different in Geneva and in Gezela. Right, and that in Geneva, assuming that the Maisa Otzom Rishus Habaylim plays even more of a role in terms of the actual Mechayev, not just as a Tnai, you know, in the Chiyuv or description of the case, by Yigzol Achonis Miana Mitzri, so you could have, you know, taken a kind of a middle position here. You know, you in theory could have said, well, you know, the representative of Geneva on the list is wholly inadequate, you know, wholly with a W, I mean. Right? Fully, in other words, inadequate, because Maisa Otzom Rishus Habaylim plays such a prominent defining Mechayev role in Geneva that, you know, its absence, you know, completely undercuts you know, that representation. Whereas maybe in Gezela, right, Vayigzal Zachanis Miyana Mitzri does differentiate, but maybe Gezela itself is more open to having satellites and so on. One could have said that. The other side of the coin would be that if Toin Tanis Ganav is what we're talking about in Geneva, right? So maybe that is such a special, you know, din, or the more you think of that as kind of an exception, but still a part of the rule, meaning part of the world of Geneva. So maybe more so than you know, Gezela. In other words, ironically, what I'm trying to say is the Maisot Tzom Rishus Abaylim, you know, is more prominent and therefore plays more of a role and therefore is less substitutable for Geneva than it is for Gezela. That's really what I'm trying to say. And at the same time, you know, the other side of the coin is that if you're talking about Toin Tainas Ganav, right, that particular din, you know, more than, let's say, the parallels in Gezela, is really maybe a Geneva halacha, not a Shomer halacha. At least that case could be made. I mean, it's something that really does belong more in Hilchos Geneva than, let's say, these other things belong in Hilchos Gezela. Maybe they could have really been dealt with in Hilchos Skiros or She'ela. Right? So that's the other side of the coin. But that's really kind of what we are dealing with. So we just want to know factually now, like, what are the Shomer equivalents of Geneva Ugezela? And then, you know, to follow through just for a couple of minutes, you know, in light of what we're discussing, you know, which is, you know, these are primarily Dine Shomrim, you know, that have a Geneva / Gezela component, or they really are, given the background of Shomrim, and that's all mostly that it is, you know, Dine Geneva Ugezela. Or, of course, the happy medium in between, again, this kind of, you know, hyphenation, this combination of Shomrim and either Geneva or Gezela. Okay, so the reason I'm doing this, again, not mostly to confuse you, but I think these are the objective questions, and just to kind of highlight, you know, what it is that's going on in the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara and in the choice of the Rishonim, like fill in the blanks. What is it? You know, that what Shomer Dinim are the representatives? I think these are the issues, basically, and these are the levels that we are possibly dealing with. Okay? Understood so far? As background. Okay, so now I'll just fill in the blanks, like what is it really? Ah, okay. So, Adam, so what is it for Rashi?
Toin Tanis Ganav.
So for Rashi, it's Toin Tanis Ganav and Toin Tanis Gazlan. And Shoal is Lavdafka. But basically, Shoal gets eliminated from... That's very, very dochak, obviously, in terms of reading the Gemara. Okay, so Toin Tanis Ganav, as I say, that's a really interesting case. It's what I just alluded to, right? On the one end, Geneva would need on the other hand, this is a exploitation of, you know, of Ptur, you know, Geneva, and as such, and a special din, like maybe the most unusual, I would say, the biggest chiddush, let's say, of the satellite dinim, if we're talking about, again, kofar b'pikadon, with or without a shvur, right, that goes back to last year, Toin Tanis Ganav, which is always with a Shvuah. Shol Shalom Midas, right, and Shaleach Yad, let's say those are the four Shomrim, you know, potential Genevas and Gezelas, right, the most specific and the most ambitious is certainly Toin Tanis Ganav. It takes a shmira situation, you know, b'teira saliado, shmira, etc., and turns it actually into geneva with keifa. Nothing else does that. Not kofu b'kodom b'shvua, you know, or certainly without, not shal shalomidas, not shaleachya. They're all forms of gzela. This is the only one that qualifies as Geneva with Kefa. Again, the fact that the claim was made about Geneva very particularly, you know, is, as opposed to Gezela, is surely part of the Chinesh. So a lot of work needs to be done on that part of it, meaning the din of Torin Tadas Ganav and why that is Gai B'Kefa, and again, how much of a din, again, if, you know, should the Rambam put it in Hilchos, you know, in Hilchos Shmira, meaning Schiras and She'ila, or Gidazin. I mean, well, the dinam of Torin Tadas Ganav are firmly in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Geneva. Again, I once wrote a little piece on this, but this is the question. You know, what is the nature of this particular halacha? Okay. But again, the fact that the second one in Rashi is Torin Tanis Gazlan is a little interesting because it isn't really Torin Tanis. It's a bit of a misnomer. It's Torin Tanis. First of all, there's no case of Torin Tanis Gazlan. Torin Tanis Gazlan is just another way of saying, or Torin Tanis Avad is really another way of saying Kofar B'Pikano. Right? And the point is that it's Gzela and that it's not Geneva. If you look at Rashi, you think there's Torin Tanis Ganav and there's Torin Tanis Gazlan. It's really this Torin Tanis Ganav with a Shvua, you know, with a Shvua Sheker, in other words, which generates Kefel amazingly, and we need to assess that. And then there are the other cases where you use a Tainus Patur, right, as a Shomer. You lie and you try to, you know, get out of your Shomer obligation, and that could take the form of, again, Kofar B'Pikadon, I never got it, or I returned it to you, or it could be, or something happened to it that makes me patur as a shomer. If I'm a shomer zachar, that means avad, or nigzal, right, or nignav, without the shvua. And that's kofar b'pikadon, essentially. Right? So it's a little bit, I mean, it, you know, Rashi's dropping shoel, you know, and he's kind of implying a real parallel to Torin Tanis Gazlan. But it isn't really Torin Tanis Gazlan. The chalos is not Torin Tanis Gazlan. There's a chalos of Torin Tanis Ganav, and they say that's just an amazing chiddush that constitutes Geneva B'Kefel for a shomer. Anything else is more, you know, Tainas Ptur B'Sheker, you know, which is a form of Gezela. Okay, that's fine, but I'm just saying it's, let's call it what it is. Now, if you recall, again, last year when we talked about Kofar B'Pikadon, again, Toin Tanis Ganav implies a certain Kinyanim, also Kinyan Gezela, Kinyan Geneva, maybe by virtue of that Shavua, Sigur Rav Sheshes, something we talked about last year. Again, I'm not going to talk about right now. The question Bishvua or Belishvua, Kofar B'Pikadon. But either way, for Rashi, you know, this is what we have, and it goes to that question. You know, what is this a good representation or not? There's certainly a big difference between the Geneva one and the Gezela one. The Geneva one, as I say, is dialectically different than the Gezela one. I'm just repeating what I just said before, namely the standard to achieve a Geneva in, you know, in Isura Saliado would seemingly be higher or impossible. And at the same time, this is just much more detailed and specific. And, oh, you've exploited Geneva of all things? You know, that's a Geneva abuse. Right, for a showman. So that's the dialectic. You know, whereas Gezela, much more attainable. You know, Vayigzal Sachanis, you know, does differentiate Gezel from Oshek, you know, and Kofar B'Pikadon, all these other things. You know, but to begin with, you know, you could still discuss the question, you know, in terms of the Iser that you violate, in terms of Kinyanim, you know, certainly the Chiyuv Achrayus is the same. What about the Shame Gazlan? But it is more, just much more attainable. Okay, so that is one. That's for Rashi, and that's kind of the issue. We already looked at the language of the Rambam in Gzela Gimel Test. Yud Aleph Tesvav, or Yud Aleph rather, Yud Gimel Tesvav. That is the Shita of Rashi. Again, Rashi in the beginning of Sanhedrin is a great example of this I think we did discuss this. A, we learned Sanhedrin. Those people were here. We have a few people still, right, from the Sanhedrin group. But again, I think we mentioned it last year as well, or I think even this year, and that is that Rashi and Sanhedrin, Rashi in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and, you know, they're different girsos, whether or not you need to combine Kofar B'Pikadon and Shaleach Yad. Again, the sugyan, the mission in the beginning of Sanhedrin talks about the problem of what? Aaron? What's the... Why would what does Rashi have to do with Sanhedrin have to do with anything? Just Bikias knowledge. You weren't here for that. What's the first mission in Sanhedrin about? What would it have to do with anything?
It's
what?
It's a very long mission.
It is. Why is it such a long mission? That's exactly half the answer. Why is it such a long mission?
I mean, the teacher just the list is it's always important
when you have a list. What? What'd you say?
It's always important when you have a list, he's saying.
Oh, nice. Good point. What's the first mission in Sanhedrin about? Yeah, go ahead.
Kofar b'vitkadon, that means shalach v'yad ha'vigadla.
The reason we have it in the first Mishnah is because the Mishnah, you're right, it's lists, right? So it's what require, how many dayanim do you require for different dine Torah? So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is about breaking up, classifying different dine Torah. Right? Aaron? Right? So for example, there is gzeilus v'chavalos. What happens before gzeilus v'chavalos? What do we call it? What's before that? What's it called in the Gemara? I'm just invoking your vast bekias, and I'm doing it with great confidence.
I'm really sorry. I just don't know exactly the question. I just want a clarification.
I'm just asking, what are the names of the categories in that Mishnah is referring to, according to the Gemara? Yeah, we mentioned it this year also. What's the first group before you get to Gzeilus V'Chavalos? What do we call it? Hodos v'Halvos.
We discussed this in the Rambam earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So it's Hodos v'Halvos. We talked about it a few times, right? Hodos v'Halvos, because very critical to things that we've been discussing also. Hodos v'Halvos, there's Gzelos v'Chavolos, right? And then there is Knossos. And then, of course, you have Dina Nefashos and Malkus, things like that, correct? Right? And again, what it's doing in Sanhedrin is, like, how many Dayanim do you need? And do you need Dayanim Smuchim? Right or not? Right? So just like our lists, that's why what you said about lists was totally right. Right? Like, you know, different, we're talking about different lists of Nezikin and Mazik. Part of our question is, like, do Knossos go on the list? Do Chavolos go on the list? Do Gzelos go on the list? Right? Or only more classical Mazikin go on the list? Okay, anyways. So, why? Because, again, these represent different hodos, v'halvos, are mostly what we call the skyvus midas. Right? Yeah? I mean, I borrow money from you, I have to pay you back. Or I admit that I owe you money, because I owe you money. Right? That's different than I stole from you, which is different than I assaulted you, which is different than knossos, or right, that's part of the code. These are all different categories. So anyways, Rashi, talking about what is gzeilos. So he mentions kofar pikadon, you read it before, and it says misha shalach bayad, right? So there are different girsos in the Rashi and another Rishonim commenting on the Rashi and a whole literature in the Achronim about this. Kofar pikadon is a gazlan. So what do you need the misha and shalach bayad is a gazlan? So is it inami? Rashi there talks about Vayikzal Chanes, right? Go ahead again, we'll read the whole thing.
Zelos, Kofar B'Vitkadon, the Misha Shalach Boyad Habib Gazlan, Vafein Hapodi, Niyad Habir Habib Gazlan, Gidom Vayikos, Nud Hapanes, Niyad
Habib Gazlan. Okay, so Rashi is an example of Kofar B'Vitkadon and either separately Shaleach Yad or Misha Shalach, or some sort of combination of Kofar B'Vitkadon and Shalichos Yad. Right, so the Rav used to think that, now other Akronim say this too, then maybe you need, like, why do you need both? If it's inami, you know, then it's fine. Why would you need kofar bikadron and shaleach bayad? Maybe because kofar bikadron only has chiyuve gzela, and shaleach yad is a form of, creates also kinyan gzela. Right? Again, I don't want to get into all the issues. I'm just trying to point out, we have a parallel issue right here. Right? We have lists, and we're trying to figure out whether geneva and gzela is already represented properly, authentically, on the list by Shomrim. Okay? So the first thing we're talking about is Shomer Chinam and Gonev Toin Tanis Gana. That's a huge topic. That's the dialectic that I mentioned before. And as far as the Gazela part is concerned, so Rashi says Toin Tanis Gazel, the Shomer. Okay? But in theory, that isn't so different than just Kofar Bepikadon. So again, levels Kofar Bepikadon, Beshvua. But what about Shaleach Yad? Okay, so these are all questions. Why pick these and not the other ones? May dictate how representative these satellite cases are of the real Gezela case, notwithstanding what the Gemara is going to say anyway, which is Beteras Aliyana Visuras Aliyana. But what about that aside, how Gezela or Geneva-esque are these cases? You understand what I'm saying? I'm just giving you the other Rashi as an example. Right? Does Rashi need to combine those two? Or is he saying Inami in Sanhedrin? That could be the criterion Sanhedrin is different, but the questions are parallel. We already discussed the other day that if you look at the Rambam carefully, because Gzela, right, the language that he uses for Shaleach Yad, Kofar B'Pikadon, and Shol Shalomidas are slightly different. Does he emphasize the Gabra? Does he emphasize the Chiyuv Achrayas? Does he then also imply Kinyane Gezela? Right? All that is relevant to these questions. Anyway, so with Rashi, you have what you have. What does the Rajba say? Yeah?
So there's, he gives two answers. One is that a Shomer Chiyam Sheshalach Bo Yad.
Yeah.
And then he quotes the writer who says, Misa Mishmas Lofa, when it's the other.
Correct. So wait, so the... You have language there? The Rajba?
So that's our first answer. Inami toin tainas gazel minimsa shu ganva. Vishoel kidei nakte elamishum grara de shomer.
That's Rashi. That's quoted Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Vishoel kidei nakte elamishum grara de shomer chinam. The tani lulu baha dade dalit shomrim shomer chinam hashel. So that's Rashi.
That's Rashi. Okay. What does Rashi say?
Inami yesh lomar de lav ashoel de krokai. Ela shomer chinam shashalot ba yad.
So Shomer Chinam is no longer Toin Tanis Ganav, according to the Rajba, correct? Why not? What happened to Toin Tanis Ganav? There's nothing wrong with that, is there? The answer is probably he was queasy. Maybe he thought that was too Shomer oriented, right? Maybe. Okay. So what is it instead? Shaleach Yad. Shaleach Yad is Geneva. Interesting, right? So and what's the other one? That's a Shomer Chinam, the Shaleach Yad. Because and why pick Shomer Chinam for Shaleach Yad? Because he has no. I could have said Shomer Sakhar too, but okay.
It could be related to Kinyanim, that by a Shoal you have a certain Kinyan.
Shoal has Kinyanim, so that's going to be hard. So what does it say for Shoal? Shoal? Shoal means Shoal Shalomidas. Go ahead.
We are right because of Shoal, because Amar, Misa, Mechamas, Malacha, Vihibiyod.
Yeah. So let's just talk about each one very quickly. Again, so dropping the Rashi, once you know the Rashi, is significant. He doesn't seem to want to touch Kofar B'Pikadon, right, or Toin Tanis Gazlan, correct? That's also interesting. So Shomer Chinam is Shaleach Yad. It's curious that that would be Geneva, a parallel to Geneva, when Shaleach Yad is a Gazlan. Doesn't have Chiv Kefel. So what does that all about? Meaning violating the kinyanim part is more of a geneva part than a gazela part? Okay. I don't know, there's more to say about that, but I think it's very tamua. Okay, and what is the gazlan part again? Shol shalomidas.
Yeah.
Okay. So shol shalomidas gazlan, just to say about that very quickly what we've mentioned in the past, and that is that the chiddush, of course, is it, and the reason that others wouldn't like that is because that's not a shoel, a shomrim kind of a shoel. Shol shalomidas is a shoel in the list of shomrim is midas. Right? So the idea that there's any kesher between a shol shalom midas and a real shoel is not at all obvious. Correct? There are two problems with saying this pshat of the rabbi. Okay, one is they share the word shoel, but in some respects, you know, they're totally different and maybe even opposite. Right? Because the shoel gets the is midas. Totally. Correct? The other part is Shol Shalom Midas Gazlan a good representative? So, relative to the other ones, let's say. So again, just to remind everybody that Ravid, right, the Ravid on Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph, which talks about Tashmishim, and Shinui Kona, that Reb Chaim also quotes in Perek Tes Hilchos Gzeila, that is that even if Shol Shalom Midas is a Gazlan, that is true for Chiyuve Gzeila, for Achrayas, but it's not true for Kenyanim. Okay? And that's part of what we were trying to make Diyukim from, you know, in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, where there's a difference between Kofar Pikadon, Shaleach Yad, and Shol Shalom Midas. Okay. As for the Ravid, so what does the Ravid say? Mesa Machmas Malacha, Vihi Biyado. Okay, so what do you make of that?
Well,
that's the only thing that I could mean. The Ravid wanted, obviously, that the Shoel part be not Shol Shalom Das, because what does Shol Shalom Das have to do with anything? Right, a real Shoel. The only time a Shoel is ever Chayiv is in Mesa Machmas Malacha. Okay, so. Meaning that he lied about Mesa Machas Malacha. He biyado, he said Mesa Machas Malacha. So that is what? That would be a case of Kofar Pikadon, essentially. Right? So he doesn't want a case of a Kofar Pikadon that he denied it completely, I guess, because you'd say, oh, he happens to be a Shoel, but it's not B'Torah's Shoel. Right? It's B'Torah's Kofar Pikadon. He said, oh, I paid it back, I gave it back already, I never got it. You know, that's universal to the Shomrim. It's not a particular Shoel, correct? Although, again, I was saying that's true. Right, okay. I mean, that's how Rashi drops, really, the Shoel. Okay. Yeah, so why didn't Rashi like this chat? Again, so we understand why they want to say Kofar Pikadon, because that's not any particular shomer. But Rashi says you can't. A shoel is lavdavka, so it's got to be toin tanis gazlan, which is what kind of Kofar Pikadon. Why didn't Rashi say what the Ravid came up with, and that is that the guy is kofar or toin tanis is by means of the shoel said beisamachas malacha. Why don't you take that case?
It's still not a.
Well, you might have said, well, that's no different than any. Than Toin Tanis Gazlan. It's just a Hechatimtz. In other words, what I'm saying about Kofar Pikadon generally, you know, you can be Mechaleh. It's Kofar Pikadon is just, you know, universal to all Shomer. This is specific to a Shoel, but at the end of the day, Al Pidin is in a different Mechaleh? No, it's just his lying, whatever lie works for this, for any particular Shomer, just fill in the blank. Now, Shoel then, particularly. Ah. So does the Ravid think that it is? Meaning that the taina of Mesa Machas Malacha, the Sheker, I mean, Mesa Machas Malacha in Shoel, this is an interesting question. Is Mesa Machas Malacha in Shoel the only case of the Shoel is potter for? Right? Does that give it a different status? A different chalos? It's a special Shoel din. That's what I'm asking. That would seem to be the idea in the Reibin. Okay? Now, the Reibin himself, so I think that's very important. There's also questions about, Shvuas HaShomer, HaShoel, in the case of Mesa Malachas Malacha, that's the Ksos has this, really, Rishonim discuss if the Ksos has this question, whether or not, do you make a Shvua, what kind of Shvua do you make if you're Toein Mesa Machmas Malacha? So I think that this is part of that particular story. Again, we're not going to analyze it now. It's a Shoel and a Mesa Machmas Malacha and a question, but it's I think a very important question. In the Reibin himself, he has Shoel im shalach bayad areu gazlan atzmo. He doesn't have Mesa Machmas Malacha, right? He has Shoel shalach bayad, right? And that is considered to be tamua because Shoel has the din of the heter tashmishin, right? So what's he talking about? So I don't know the answer to that question, but I do think it's very curious that the Netziv has a different suggestion against Rashi. He says, I don't see why Rashi's working so hard, Toin Tanis Ganav, and says that there's nothing for Shoel, right? Toin Tanis Gazlan. The Netziv says, why don't you just say that Shoel is the makar for the Chiyuv Achrayas of Gezela, based on the Gemara and Mem Aleph of the base in Bam Metzia, which says the following. The Gemara here in Mem Aleph of the base in Amafkid discusses how do you know that you're chayiv for Shlichus Yad? Okay. What limud do you need? Is there a limud, etc.? So, Gemara has one suggestion. Rav Amar lo tomar shlichus yad lo b'shomer chinam, but lo b'shomer sachar. The tasi mishoel mashol de ladas bailim ka'avid sholach bayad chayev. Shomachinu v'shomer sachar lo kol shekein. Then the Gemara says, "Oh, but then you wouldn't have known the question of shlichos yad tzrichachisaron, stuff like that." Okay, dialava medadin lios kenadun, etc. But the Gemara has a havamina here in Bamitzia Memalef case that shlichos yad, right, l'shomachinu l'shomer sachar is derived from the din of shoel. And that's a strange, strange idea. The way the Netziv understands it, the Netziv wants to connect this to this is his understanding, apparently, not only his understanding, others understand it this way a little bit too, to Rashi and Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The Rashi that we saw, the Gemara that we saw, and the Rashi that we saw. In the Sugya, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, as we know, the Gemara is dealing with the question of Kinyane Gezela, Rav and Rava. Right, and the Gemara says, well, the fact that you're chayav b'achrayas, that proves that you have kinyanim. That's Rav's raya. Says Rava, no raya, midi dehave, right, a shoel. Ah, so when you read that Gemara, there are, I guess, broadly speaking, two ways to read the Gemara. Right, one way, the way we read it, the way I think. Most people would read it, is that we are looking to Shoel, to She'ela, to see whether or not you can have Chiyav Achrayas, that is even here in two ways, either B'toras limited Kinyanim, but limited Kinyanim, or even Chiyav Achrayas that is completely disentangled from Kinyanim. Like if you were to say that the Chiyav Achrayas of Shoel, is because of his premium, his insurance premium of Kol Nashalo, not because of his status as a quasi-bailim because of Kol Nashalo, right? So that what we're really saying is that Achrayas is separate from Kinyanin. Or, which I think Rashi does seem to say, Legabe Chiyav Achrayas, he's a bailim. But that doesn't mean that he's a bailim you know, gemurim vis-a-vis the bailim, it just means the gabi the achrayas is a bailim. Okay? Those are... You could just have read the Gemara the first way. Rashi certainly seems to read the Gemara the second way. Yeah? But the Netziv, and I think others, took Rashi as interpreting the Gemara a third way. And that is what the Gemara is saying, what Rava is saying in the Gemara is that you completely should disentangle the discussion of Kinyane, Geneva, and Gezela from Achrayas, because a Ganav and a Gazlan are Chayav b'Achrayas, right? And that's learned from Shoel. The Mokar for that is She'ela. It's again, I mean, it has the overlapping din of a Shoel. Again, not so different than what I said a second ago, just that you don't need to add that Nekudah, if you want to call it, you know, even, I don't think, in Rashi. So the Netziv, he says that I think that the pshat in our Gemara is that Shomer Chinam is towing Tanis Kana, and that Shoel is the makar for the Chiyav Achrayas of Gezela. The Haraya, the Gemara's Hava Mina, that Shlichus Yad, right, is derived from She'ela. We'll get that in just a second. And Rashi in Sanhedrin, who thinks that it is the Mokar for Genevo Gezeil. I just would never have read Rashi as saying it's the Mokar. I just think Rashi is deriving the common denominator or the phenomenon. I'll just read you this very quickly. P has like different manduros, but Pirsh Rashi, Dokuk L'chaora, V'yoser ha'yinir levar api hada isa b'mitzia memalapam v'veis t'shlichus yad lo tzricha kra kavachomer mishoa harei, this is the leap, the gan of a gazlin chay ba'onsin mishoel mukcha. See, I'm saying, even Sanhedrin doesn't say that, just that the relationship between how much kinyanim, the phenomenon of she'ela, is mochiach. Not that we're learning dine onsin from Shoel. Bim Kain Hainu Shoel, Vahoki Pirish Rashi the Sanhedrin Dav Ain Beis Amid Aleph. But then he points out, Ibra Lahalon Kufay Amid Beis, and the Gemara Bava Kama Kufay Amid Beis, Muchach, the Midrash Siv Heshiv Nafgalei Chiyav Onsen. Right? Vulai Al Pik Suvas Lamadalid, Yesh Nafga Bidabin Geneva, Lebain She'ela, regarding Shibudim, Mishavachi Binan Krabbe Heshiv. Then he tells you to look at his comments in Hamik Shale. But the Kitzur, he thinks that the Mandamar in our Gemara holds like the Gemara later on, that he basically thinks that there's a machlokes whether or not Chiyuve Gzelar derived from Shoel or separately, internally from the Heshivis Agzel. And that the Rashi here is working with the Gemara, with the Mandamar, who holds like the Gemara on Kofayim and Beis, a little pilpolistic, and therefore doesn't think that She'ela is the Mokar, therefore doesn't have this great idea, you know, to invoke. But he alone would have said that that's what She'ela is Mosif to Gezela. Namely, it's the Mokar for Chiyuv Achrayas, which is very fascinating. Okay. But just to take a step back for a minute regarding that Gemara and Bamitziah, because that's also very important. The question is, what is the Maskana in that Gemara? The Gemara is very remarkable, thinking that Shlichus Yad is derived from She'ela. Right. So what that apparently means is that the din, that Shlichus Yad is Chayiv, because Shaleach Yad turns every Shomer into kind of a Shoel. Kol Shekein, in other words, if a Shoel, you know, who's given the object willingly is Chayiv Achrayas, you know, then somebody who kind of grabs Shlichus Yad Tashmishim should certainly be Chayiv. That's what the Gemara had in mind. And then the question is that retained Lamaskana, you know, but broadened by, you know, the Parsha of Shomer Tzachar Shomer Chinam in terms of the Tzricha Chisaron and those kind of things, or the whole thing is thrown out? Because on the surface, obviously, what you could say, if She'ela's midin, Chiyav Achrayas is midin, the premium, not so obvious that Shaleach Yad accomplishes that. unless he raises the premium by, you know, by grabbing, you know, illegally, you know, the tashmishim. And if it's midin kol anos shelo bailim, right? So being an illegal bailim or behaving like a bailim doesn't necessarily generate the result. Oh, this happened to you. If it's not legal, it's like, oh, given that you are, you know, illegally projecting yourself bailim, therefore you should, you know, legally suffer, you know, the consequence of being a bailim. I'm just pointing out that either way, the Gemara's connection in terms of the nature of Shlichus Yad and the nature of Chiyuv Achrayas in Shoel is not at all obvious based on the things that we have discussed. But either way, that's another suggestion in the Tzitz. So just to sum up, and then I'll take all the questions, we have Rashi, right? We have the Rajba, the Rajba's version of the Ravid, our version. In light of that, it's actually quite interesting because the, you know, the Ravid again says Shaleach Yad, according to the Rajba's version. Shaleach Yad is connected to Shoel, right? That's the Netziv, but in a different way, namely that Shoel is the makar for Chiyuv Achrayas, as reflected by the Gemara's discussion of Shlichus Yad, and the way he understands Rashi and Sanhedrin, you know, but maybe against, you know, that other Gemara. And then in the background, I'm just pointing out also that there are interesting discussions about toin tanis gazlan, the absence of kofar bepikadon, with or without a shvua here. But there is discussion of shaleach, again, unless that's kind of really what it is, shaleach yad, toin tanis ganav, and also the Rajba's shol shalomidas in this context. Yeah. You had a question, yeah?
Yeah, can we just suggest for the divided, a number of the Rishonim speak about Shlichus Yad for the Shoel when it comes to when you bring a Shoel for a specific Tashmisha and use it for other ones?
Then that's another way to say, mention
it. There's a debate about that, about whether that would...
If you have a Shoel legabe, mixas, and not other Tashmishim, would you have Shlichus Yad on the rest?
Even the Rabbeinu Hanan, Bar Metzias, says almost final that Shlichus Yad is going to apply even... The
so then you have hechatimtzis even within Shoel. Yeah, could be. Yeah. Josh, you had a question?
I was wondering also about, like, I know that there's like a subject in Tosis about this, but if you make a tainas gana with the patura of Bailimo, if you view, like, what the status of a gana there would be.
Right. So again, there's a whole literature. I just don't want to get into it right now. But toy tanas ganav, again, how much? It's the same question, basically. How much shlichus? How much gneva? How much hyphenate or hyphenate? Again, the three. I think there are three possibilities. Same three possibilities in all these cases. In other words, it's really you know, don't be misled by the background of it. The background allows you to, you know, ignore that teiros aliado, and these are genevas and gazelas. That's, you know, one possibility, one extreme. Don't be, you know, misled by the terminological use of geneva or gazela, or even some of the, you know, associated, you know, results, you know, with those categories. This is really, these are specialized abuses of Shomrim, and then again, how specific to each particular Shomer or generic things that we just touched on. What about Mesamachas Malacha? What about so on and so forth? Or in between, that these are kind of, you know, a combination. There's a Shoel's Gzela, or a Shomer Chinam's Gneva, etc. So more of like a high, you know, a combination of the two, or a merging of the two. Okay, so that is in terms of Geneva Ugezela. Again, there's more to say probably, but I think that'll do it. Good. Adam Zomim. Okay, so let's talk Adam Zomim for a few minutes. This should be, you know, hopefully not so difficult to do, even though it's complicated, but we let's remind ourselves that we just talked about Adam Zomim a couple of weeks ago, when we talked about, you know, Chabes and Beis and the sugya of Mamon Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh, when we were talking about that view in the Rishonim, right? So I, you know, briefly sketched out the question of whether Eid Zomim, you know, Eid Zomim Chiddushu, and whether, you know, it's a shame eid zomeim, even according to Abaya, who holds that eid zomeim is the lamafreya who nivsal, which is what we paskud like, yal kagam, right? So the question is, you know, we look at eid zomeim as, you know, maisa sheker, and so on. You know, both in terms of how confident we are that he's a liar, as well as, you know, defining that as the maisa aver and so on. Or no. Even according to Abaya, Rava looms large, meaning Rava's view that eid zomeim bikanul habo nifsal, namely the shame eid zomeim, and that kind of acknowledging that on some level the, you know, the sheker question is unresolved and this remains a kind of a trey or trey, and it's all a din in the shame eid zomeim, is true. The only thing is that we apply that lemafreya, or something in between, which is to say that, you know, like the Raman, maybe the Ramban, and that is that Eid Zomeim is both logical and a chiddush. Like, it's a chiddush that we say, you know, that Imanu Ayisen Ba'osa Yom, you know, Ba'osa Shah, you know, is the equivalent of Haragtim as a Nefesh and Chilaltim as a Shabbos. But we do say it, so it's kind of an interesting, again, hybrid of being part of two cases, two Dine Torah at the same time, part of the Din Torah in which these Eidim are Eidim, and in which there's a trey, kind of a trey or trey, as well as their own Din Torah, in which they're the defendants, you know, and so on. And that explains a lot of mixed evidence, etc. Okay, so that's what we did and what we discussed already. So it's interesting, if you're talking about Eid Zomeim on the list of Mazikim, right, all this looms very large, right, I think. Okay? Ellie? What do you think? Should or shouldn't? What would you say about all this in light of all that? If somebody just said to you, you know, we're making up a list, you know, and we're considering whether Eid Zomeim should go on the list or not. There are a bunch of things to think about. But in terms of what we just discussed, what would you say about it?
So it seems like, based on the other things on the list, if we talk about shame Eid Zomeim, then it would make sense for it to be on the list.
It might be, because it's, again, if, as a separate Mechayev anyway. On the other hand, it does expand the list, because most of the list is about mazikim or maisa heziks. This is about like a shame mazik. But if we're interested in the list as like being differentiated, the whole point is different mechayvim. This is certainly a very different mechayvim. Okay, but we have to kind of believe that it's that he's a mazik, that he's a shame eid zomeim, that he's something like that. Okay, so. On the other hand, you could have said, well, if what you need is an objective maisa hezek, you know, this doesn't seem to qualify because it's very gavra oriented, right? It's a maisa zama or a shame eid zomeim, but is it a maisa hezek? There are two other ways to look at this, to be considering this list, again, to shortcut in the sugya. One is, can you have something on the list, right, that is only kasha zama, below kasha rasa? Like, is that a really serious question? We know the din, you know, horgu, you know, ein neragin, you know, the sugya and mako stuff, hey, that the Rishonim bring up here, which we sometimes call kasha zama below kasha rasa. So, and here I think there are two ways to formulate this question. I guess the more basic, like the more forthright way to say is, don't you need, actual, you know, effect in order to be a mazik? Don't you need an actual hefsed? If the only way that kasher zamam is chayiv is if it's not kasher asa, and that every time it's kasher asa, there's no chiyu, right? So how would that qualify? That's one way to formulate, right, this question. It's a very reasonable way to understand the question, right? The question is it mukhrach? So some Rishonim asked this. I mean, the Tosa Rosh seems to ask it this way. Again, Tosa's here, Al-Atar, you know, Edom Zomim, Pirish Riva, you know, just tells us the result. Doesn't say what bothered Tosa's, right? The Maram, in the back, and you know, the Marsha Maram, you know, is troubled by this. Like, you know, what there's like a little piece that's missing in Tosas. Is it the Tosa Rush piece that's missing? Who has Tosa Rush open? Anybody? Does he ask the question? Yeah, go ahead. Matan, go ahead. Yeah, so he has a bit the beginning, because meaning it's not conceivable. So is it conceivable? Is there a way to get out of the question before we get to the answer even? Because that also might dictate how we understand the answer. I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. But meaning, is it, Matan, what do you think? It's such a terrible question. Why not? I mean, it's a good question. I mean, let's be fair. Meaning, you could be a mazik on the list when there's no loss. Oh. So again, it depends how you look at this list. Again, right? Meaning, and here, ironically, again, the more you take the ambitious perspective on the list, meaning including what Ellie said before and what Matan, you know, is adding, the more this actually becomes reasonable and maybe even attractive in an ironic, you know, sort of way. Meaning, do you need actually hefsed, do you need a hefsed mamon to qualify for the list of mazikin? Right. So put it this way. If the list is a pragmatic list, then you surely do. If the list is a conceptual list, you still might. You can still say, well, there's no mazik if there's no hefsed. And that's not an unreasonable position. But once you think that it's a list of mechayvim and different shemos, right, it's possible, because again, we don't care about the results so much. We care about the classification. So it's possible that kasha zamam, afilu bali, kasha asa, maybe even dafka kasha zamam, that's one of the things that makes it so singular, right? So who answers? Who does say that?
Rashba.
The Rashba. Who said that? Yeah, go ahead. You have a line?
Yeah. He says, "Dafilu lo shilei harina lei mamona, mishum da'asu la'asude mamona."
Yeah. So again, partially it seems like the Rashba is addressing a different question, but the context in which he addresses this question makes it clear that he's also addressing this question. What's a different question that he seems to be addressing? The related question, the other one I was just about to bring up.
Well, the kasha asa versus kasha zamam question.
No, that's what he is actually relating to, even though the language might have indicated that he's talking about a different question. Namely, a parallel, very closely related question. Namely?
Why isn't it kenas?
Why isn't it kenas? Or is there a maisa here?
No, okay.
Right? Meaning, does this list require maisa? Where's that discussion, Moshe?
Later on, okay.
Yeah, and Hayom and Aleph, right? This when the Gemara discusses Motzi Shemra, right? So the Gemara says, right? Elamoser my tamalotani, shani moser de dibura. Ubedibura lo kamayri. Vamotzi shemra de diburahu ktani. Dibur dispe maisa. Vaidim zomim dibur de laispe maisa hu ktani. Hasam afagab de laispe maisa. Rachmana karya maisa de sivansisam lo kasha zomam. Lasos lachit. Correct? Does that fully answer the question? Right? Is it really. You know, the Torah calls it lasos lachiv, but is it really a maisa? And as the Nitziv and others point out, I told you to look at it. You know, the truth is in the Gemara in Makos on base with base, the Gemara says, when the Gemara thinks, you know, it's losane, the Gemara says, oh, edim zomim yachayiv, even though it's a lav she'im ba maisa. Or you have a few things like this, right? In a tmura, and then shvua, and edim zomim. You have conflicting Gemaras. Sometimes they think it's called a maisa, or it's, you know, dibura di isbe maisa, and sometimes they say, no, it's an exception to the rule of lav shein ba maisa, you know, lokin or Elohim, Korban, whatever it is. So it's a little tricky. So the truths are two parallel questions. They could be separated, right? But there are two parallel questions. One is, if it's dafka kasher zamam, right, velo kasher asa, how could it be a mazik? The second is, can it be a mazik in the end of the day if there's no, it's not even dibur di yispe maisa, especially if you're kasher asa, it's mufka, right? But even, it says kasher zamam la sos la achiv. But it says zamam la sos, he didn't asa. The Gemara says, okay, it's fine, it's good. So the Rajba, the language of the Rajba, then one more time, David? Sounds like he's dealing with the Maisa question. Yeah? Yeah. So it sounds a little like he's dealing with the second question, but really what he's doing, then continuation, then he says, therefore.
Well, then he continues on the Tosfos. He says,
Umiyu Betosfos. So by contrasting it, it's clear that he's addressing the Kasher Zamam Velo Kasher Asa question. Right. The Netziv contends more with the Heyomed Aleph part of the question. Like, what is this? Like, how can you have a mazik, you know, that is not a maisa? Okay. Maram, anybody have the language of the Maram when he's trying to explain what Bavit Tosis is? Skari, you have it? Again, he tries to fill in kind of the Tosa Rush, you know, into the question. Oh. Okay, so the point, I'm sorry to sing along, but the bigger point to make here is that the Rajba, again, then the Rajba kind of says, well, the Tosas were bothered by this. He's also implicitly filling in the Tosas Rush, right? So the truth is, does Tosas have to really be a stira to what the Rajba said originally? Okay. No. Because there is something in between that one could say, and that is, maybe it's not conceivable to say that kasher asa is always going to be patur, and to contend that hazama is a mazik. That doesn't mean that it's not conceivable in cases where all there was kasher zama, that it's a mazik. Is that clear, what I just said? Yeah. In other words, you could scale back the question of formulate the question of Tosas Rosh, Maram, obviously implicitly would bother the Rajba, and that is, you need Kasher Asa to be on the list? Even Kasher Asa working in Hazama to be on the list? Or it can't be that kasher asa is patur. Okay. I'll go cut to the chase. L'may nafkamina. In the end, the Riva gives two answers, right? The Riva says, it's efshe b'chazara, right? And therefore it's always in the category of, therefore kasher asa is also going to be kai. Okay? Or inami, onshin minadin when it comes to mamonos. Fine. The first answer in particular is intriguing. It's efshar b'chazara. Efshar b'chazara means, and therefore kasher asa you're chayev? Or efshar b'chazara is a way of saying it's never kasher asa. If efshar b'chazara means that it's never kasher asa, does that really answer the question? If you're really bothered by the need for kasher asa? What we're really saying is that there's no, it's always kasher zamam, because even when it looks like kasher asa, it's reversible. But al pidin, you're still in mechayiv when it's kasher zamam below kasher asa. So But does that help you for the list? Unless what you mean by it is that since it's Efshar B'Chazara, so you're Chayiv even for Kasher Asa. Not that you're Chayiv only for Kasher Zama. That's something to think about. Also, the idea of Efshar B'Chazara having impact at all is open to question. I mean, you could argue with the Riba. Efshar B'Chazara, but it's still a Psak. It's Kasher Asa, and for example, the Rima Loniel, which is why we have it here, does disagree. Okay, the Rajram implies that you could disagree. The Rima Loniel actually disagrees here on Dalid. On the base. Bedavka kishahuzmu badayin lo shilein. Shem shilein lo mechai. Digzeros hakosadu. Tiv lasos velo shekvar asa. Yeah. What about the Rambam? What's the Rambam's view on Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa? Ella? Yeah, what does Reb Chaim point out about the Mammon part? The Netziv, for example, says, oh, the Rambam obviously feels that the only time we ever say Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa is regarding Misa, Neragin. And maybe, says the Netziv, that's because it says V'nikla Achicha, and it's Kasher Zama Lasos La'achiv. It's not Kasher Zama Lo Kasher Asa. You know, he has to have an Achiv around. And the Misa is not Achiv anymore. But a Malkus, he's still Achiv. And a Mammon, he's still Achiv. So the only Kasher Zama Lo Kasher Asa is Misa. That's a Netziv. The problem is that not everybody holds that way. Okay, fine. But Reb Chaim seems to suggest that actually what? That Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa applies in the Fashos and in Mammon. In Daik and the Ram, that even in Mammon it applies. The only time it doesn't apply is Malkus versus the Netziv. The Netziv says, Kol Shekein Mammon, but Reb Chaim's Medayek. It's not Kol Shekein Mammon. Again, because for the Netziv, by the way, what the Netziv says, the Rambam doesn't say, but the Meiri does say. Meiri in Makos does say that the idea is Kasher Zamam Lasos L'Achiv, and in the case of Misa, there's no Achiv, but in Malkus and Mammon, they go together. Okay, so basically you have a number of Shitas. The Rima Loniel is of the opinion that you always say Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa, and yet it's going to be on the list here. Right? Amazing. And yet it's considered Lav Shesh B'maisa. Also amazing. Right? The opposite extreme, again, is the Mi'iri, and the way that Netziv understands the Rambam. You only say Kasher Zama V'lo Kasher Asa in Misa, and for the reason of Achim. Right? In the middle Shita, is that you only don't say Kasher Zama V'lo Kasher Asa in Malkus? Why is that? What's Reb Chaim Zahara? What's it? Because Malkus has a special formal requirement of Beis Din, and the assumption is that Beis Din presence requires a Beis Din that is functioning, you know, correctly. Which is also not so pashut. In other words, if you make a mistake in Misa, it's still considered Onesh Beis Din, although an Onesh Beis Din that went wrong. And if you make a mistake in Mammon, right, that also is considered to be, you know, Onesh or Tashlum. But if Beis Din made the wrong call in Malkus, that's fascinating. Pohara, right? If Beis Din made the wrong call in Malkus, it's not al pidin considered Malkus. It's like Pen Yosef or something like that. And that's not Russia, Russia. That's fascinating. Right? The shame, Malkus depends on Beis Din when they're functioning correctly. One could have said a different pshat, and I think Reb Chaim elsewhere Stenzel sometimes says this, and that is that maybe Malchus is connected to Benikla Achicha and the Bizayo and the Busha. And you never have that when Lamafreya, it turns out that he was innocent. That's a little bit of a different take. But in the Chibur, certainly connects it to the role of Bezdin. Right? And Bezdin, you know, when they're right. Not just when they're based on, you know, the facts as presented to them. Okay. So that's in terms of Kasher Zon below Kasher Asa. The bigger point I want to make is as follows. The more you think... Okay, so at the end of the day, let's take the Riba. So number one, I'm telling you, you could argue with both points in the Riba. Right? In the end of the day, according to the Riba, let's say, in light of the Tosfos Rashi. So it's on the list only in cases where it's kasher also? I mean, Azab is on the list. But if I ask you now, it's on the list because there are cases of kasher also which are still Azama? Or it's on the list only because of those cases. I mean, there's no nafkamina because once it's on the list, it's on the list. Right? But the point is, oh, this isn't the case where it's on the list. Like, abstractly, we're arguing in the Beis Medrash about whether, you know, a hazama is considered a mazik that belongs on the list in a case where it's only kashazama. Because you caught him on time. That's what I'm saying. Is he a mazik on the list? So, for example, the Netziv, and you might be this is the Pshat in Tosa Rosh and others, hard to say, other Achronim too, if they think that the only justification for being on the list is whether it's Hafsid, so the case where it's on, they know from the fact that it's on the list that there have to be cases of Hafsid, right? That's how they know that Kasher Zoma below Kasher Asa is not a problem here. But more than that, they're basically saying, and that's when it belongs on the list. End of story. So, for example, the Rashash, just to throw this in now, Rashash discusses what? Alex, you saw it? You get a chance? See? I'm pretty sure I did give you Rashash, right? Michael?
Yeah, so he speaks about to what extent is there an Esher Bechazara?
Let's say you know that there's no Efshar B'Chazar. Like the guy doesn't have any money. He can't pay. Or he ran out of the country. Or he died. And then he's not sure whether to draw the line. Like, you can always collect later. In theory, you should be able to collect. Right? What's the level? What's the Hagdara of Efshar B'Chazar? But the implicit, the big issue is... Is Ein Zomim Knas when it's not Efshar B'Chazara, also, right? And whether it's Garmi. So these are all questions that you have to look at the Rashash, that he discusses. But this question, in a way, presupposes that it's really only going to qualify as a mazik, right? When it, at least abstractly, and then the question is maybe you need concretely, is Efshar B'Chazara, correct? Is that really true? If you look at the Maram, it doesn't read that way. And if you ask me, I don't think the Bali Tosfos have to read that way either. Again, even if you don't say what the Rashba says, which is, even if Kasha's, or the Rimil O'Neil implicitly says, right, or the Rambam, if Reb Chaim is right, says, and that is, Kasha's Om, Velo Kasha also is Pator, but it's still a Mazik. And we'll say further, and it's still enough Karile Maisa. That would be one extreme. Why? Because even without Hefsin Mamon Lamaisa Befoal, the list is about Mazikim. Just like you can have Hefsin, which are not on the list, if it isn't really a Mazik. Right? So too, you can have a mazik on the list, even if it doesn't, the foal produce hepsid. So a mazik. I mean, you'll pay in the end, don't get me wrong. You'll pay because you're a mazik. You're a shame mazik, maybe the hazama, or the edus is considered a maisa hezek. That's an interesting question. Again, if you hold like a rava, probably say no. For Abaya, the shame ein zomein works l'mafreya, or maybe it's considered to be a maisa hezek l'mafreya. But not because you were actually mafsid mamon. Either on the maisa level, being the Gemara Nehomet Aleph, or on the Dalet Omid Beis problem of Kasher Asa. But for the Rajba, you don't need it. For the Rimei L'Neil and the Rambam and those people, you don't have it. What I'm suggesting is, even for Balei Tosas, the Riva, etc., who say, maybe all they're really saying is, it would be, and this, the Rimei L'Neil and the Rambam and the Rajba disagree also. Maybe what the Balei Tosas are saying is, if it was always kasher zomam below kasher asa, even in mamonis, meaning by definition you never could. You can only be chayv when you don't. Maybe that wouldn't even be considered a mazik. How can be a mazik who can never be mazik? But as long as there's a possibility that you would be mafsid, chayv mishum hefsid, then you're always a mafsid, you're always a mazik even if you don't. So it's not that it only belongs on the list in cases where you're mafsid. This, in sharp contrast to the Netziv and some other achronim, who actually think that the only time that this belongs on the list is when you're actually mafsid. The Netziv says something similar about the discrepancy in Maisa. He says, oh, and what's the whole business with the Gemara in Heyom and Aleph? And there seems to be that stira between the Gemara and Makos, Besom and Beis, and our Gemara here. Our Gemara here seems to be saying it's Al Pidin, it's considered a Maisa. And the Gemara there seems to say it's an example of Manishim or Lokin or whatever it is, Balav Sheba Maisa. Says that it's no problem. In one case, we're talking about, you know, whether it was a Gemar Din and it's Kasher Zomam V'Yasa, then it's a Maisa. Right? And in the other case, we're talking about whether then it was only Kasher Zomam. In one case, it's on the list. In the other case, it's not on the list. In one case, it's an example of a Chi of Onshin B'li Maisa. In the other case, it's B'Maisa. I'll just read you the line. I'll see. Just give me 2 more minutes and we'll... very interesting piece here. Pir Shriva, Lotus Bar, my shite lahacha. Mashakosim Maram Lublin, Enamas. By the way, in my opinion, the Maram agrees with what I'm saying. That once you don't have the discrepancy that you're Dafka Potur, it doesn't matter whether it's a case where you were or weren't mafsid. The nearer the vaday mizua sugya muchav zadin the kamer lahalan the dibur the leis v'maisa lachashia veinim zomim rachman akarya maisa uluchor tamua shari kasha zomim lasos tzid vadayin lo mikri maisa al tzarech lomar deim shilei mikri maisa. That's what it's in. I don't believe it. I just think it's a good foil. The Ra'uila Dasi also points out that the Rajbam and Balvasar and Menvav, like what I'm saying is the Rimel O'Neill, and maybe the Rambam, holds that Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa applies even in Dinei Mamonos. U'be'ikar Devreim depshita lahem drasha the Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa. U'lechor b'mishna makos heim and beis, enam mamaitim neregelami achiv, vari achiv kayam, mashenkim b'shari eduyos. The Zedas Rambam, again I mentioned before. Mikol Shekein B'Mamo. L'daitam Tzarechlomer Dev Emes L'Achiv Asi L'Hachi. And then later on he has again, Kashim Had Isa Makos Da Beis Beis Remez Leidim Zom Shalokim U'makshav Tepik M'Siv L'Sanim Mishani Davalav Shem B'Maisa by Rechman Akari Maisa. But it's against our sugya. Benira ella imay nigmar din al pi bezin avachashuv kama shasu biatzma. B'shemachim b'besachas makas shalokin al dibur shapam mikrilav shein b'maisa. Avakansha mishalmin as sheidu nimsa shasa maisa. So again, when it comes to Rabbi Akiva, we'll finish with this. Rabbi Akiva says that what? That Edim Zominim are Knas. We still have to talk about how you get Motiv Knas. We'll talk about that soon. So the Netziv says, it depends. Everybody agrees Edim Zominim is a Knas if it's only Kasha Zamam and there wasn't a Kasha Rasa. Echad should have a Mamona, hello, he's a Gadayin Kolm. In Kain Ein Alexeris a Kasav a Knasa. Mishimachi Kasav, the Mikamakon, the Mamona, the Knasa Ein Obedavar Katsu. That's why Rashi was laboring so hard. Im Kain, a Philokish a Kvar Hizik, Ein Ole Knas. Rabbanim Pligi, Sirle, Im Lo Shilein, Badeu Knas. Avalim Shilein, the Afshal Haxir, a Reza Mamon, even in a case where he doesn't have the money to pay. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that there are three, I guess, related sugyas. One is Kasha Zama below Kasha Asa and its impact on this being on the list. B, of Lissa Mazik, in other words, B, the question of whether it's considered Maisa or not. C, the question, if you reject Rabbi Akiva and you hold that Eid Zomim is not a Knas, why isn't it a Knas if it only applies in a situation, right? Or if it applies in a situation where there's no Hafsid, how can it not be a Knas? Those are three different questions. The Netzivs and some other acronyms on each one of these, but the Netziv on all three of these is taking the view, Inachanami, Inachanami, Inachanami. Okay? Knas Mamon, Maisa, ain't a Maisa, right? Mafsid, ain't a Mafsid. All depends on the case, on the scenario. What happened in the Sazama case? And what I'm suggesting, based on the Rajba, the Rebbe O'Neill, possibly the Rambam, the Maram, I think more flexible way to understand the objective evidence, is what we're saying is that maybe Kasha Zomam Velo Kasha also, maybe it's all completely relevant because it's the Shem Eid Zomim and the act of Hazama, Kasha Zomam, is a Maisa, is a Mazik, is Mamon. Right? Maybe within this there are some views that say if it's Dafka B'Zomam Velo Ba'asa, that would be a killer. Maybe that would be incompatible with one or two or all three of these categories, namely being on the list of Mazik, being considered some sort of a Maisa, Alpidin, and three, being Mamon and not Knas. Maybe. But once it's not incompatible, even in the cases of Hazama itself, it would be considered a Mazik. So that's in terms of the Hazama part. Okay, we'll pick up with the rest of these on Tuesday. And and then after Yontif, I want to start doing the Vavmud base to test some Aleph, Meitav.